The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.
5:26, Mark and Paul checking in. 19th of February, kudos to the farmer. Yesterday, later in the show, said when the wind comes up and it gets cold, in his experience, you don't get as much snow, and we didn't get 4 inches here in town.
No, we didn't.
This is not bad at all. Officially zero, but it is going to warm up today a little bit. But this is just a quick hit and run because we're back up Saturday 34, Sunday 35, Monday 36, Tuesday 51.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I got 56 on Monday.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I can't read my writing.
Well, you know, I left the ranch this morning and we had about an inch of snow, the real light powdery kind, you know.
Right.
And it was 4 below. And I get in about across from where my cows were. It was 9 below. And then you come into Billings and it started warming up. I had like 1 when I parked downtown.
Okay.
You know what, though, on that pickup of mine, it scared the hell out of me because when the temperature goes below zero, you know, the bright white temperature number that shows up on your screens.
Yeah.
If it gets below zero, it turns the same color as the check engine light. And I'm driving, and all of a sudden, yellow on my screen, and I'm going, now what?
Yeah.
But when it gets below zero, it turns to yellow.
Okay.
So I learned that about the pickup, but yeah, it cleared up, snow stopped, it cleared up, so it got cold. And doesn't happen all the time, but it's been my experience when it really gets cold and you get wind, the snow tends to get light, airy, and blows by quicker than it normally would.
Right.
And you don't get as much.
No.
But the roads are slick.
Yeah, they are.
The roads are really slick. So you want to keep that in mind on your way to town today. You're going to need a little extra stopping time, that kind of stuff. Because the roads were slick.
Yeah, I was going too fast on the curve coming around there by Exposition Drive turning onto First. And the pickup slid a little bit. I said, well, there's something we haven't done in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, see, Mark and I, when we're out, we give the roads a test.
We do.
Like when I pull out on the highway from the gravel, I hit it.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see if I'm going to spin or the back end's going to fish, because then I know what the pavement condition's going
to
be like.
You know what to expect.
Yeah.
I do that, too, coming off the gravel.
Yeah, see? And then you know right away.
Yeah.
If you don't have any traction problems, you don't spin, you say, well, this isn't going to be bad. Some of the snow has traction, some of it doesn't.
Well, and then as I got into town, I could see the plows were going southbound, so I quick zipped over to Bench so I wouldn't have to get behind them because they were 3 wide and you can't pass them, and they're out there trying to make things better for everybody. So
I got a question, too, for you, you climate alarmist, you global warming proponents that believe it and all that kind of stuff. I got a question for you. I was thinking of this while I was watching the Weather Channel last night. Has there ever been a day, has there ever been a week, or has there ever been a year where every location on the globe is average? No.
No.
Never. And never will ever happen. And so you can pick and choose. You're like my older sister. You can pick and choose whatever thing you want to support your side of the argument.
Yes, we use some facts.
Because, for instance, they're talking about the California snows. Well, California, and they're talking about Montana snows. Well, California, you know, with this latest big thing in the Sierra Nevadas, it's really helped, but they're still below their average on this year as the climate continues. But they're not talking about, for instance, Marquette.
Right.
Where they've had 170 inches of snow this year.
Good
See,
Lord.
You never have every place, every square freaking foot of the planet average and the same every year. You never do.
No.
But they pick and choose what spots they want to cover. You watch the Weather Channel. Well, today we're going to get close to records. Now they just cover you if you're getting close to a record high. Not a record high, but close. And they'll pick like 8 cities across America. And they'll say, well, it's close to a record today in Dallas, close to a record today in Orlando, close to a record in Topeka, Kansas. But they don't give you Richmond, Virginia, Buffalo, New York, or Spokane, Washington. They won't give you those three because they're nowhere near a record and their temperature is below normal.
Right.
Folks, there's never a time ever where anybody is average every day, all the time. Never. Never has happened in the history of this world, and we're 4.6 billion years old. They can pick pick and choose when they tell you the average temperatures for the planet go up every year? What cities do they pick? Or do they just, they pick the ones where they know the temperatures are elevated and they average those and then they give you that information.
Right.
It's never the same. Never, ever. Never has been, never will be. And they've driven that into your brain so damn much. We need the snow. We need the snow. You know how much good this snow that we just had will do us? No good.
No.
It's just a powdery crap. This stuff isn't going to go down in the ground 3.5 feet and add to subsoil moisture. It's not. Snow's good for the mountains. That's where snow is good. That's why God made the mountains higher, so they would get the snow to fill the streams and the lakes. Okay? That's why God did it. You Democrats out there think that that lower elevations should get this amount of snow every year, and you don't know what the hell you're talking about. I get so mad. Just like genders. God created a man and a woman. Democrats created all the other genders.
Yeah, you're right.
God created the weather, too. It's been going on for 4.6 billion years. We don't create the weather. Were there any predictions of temperatures being 9 below 0 this morning? Not yesterday when we left.
No.
Stuff drives me crazy. By the way, on this date, it's a big day if you're a Democrat, for those of you listening, because you're a hero. On this date, February 19th, 1942, the best, most famous, greatest Democrat of all time, President Franklin D. Roosevelt, signed an executive order which paved the way for internment of 125,000 people in America, including U.S.-born citizens, if the color of your skin was different, if you looked like an Asian, or you had Japanese ancestry. One of the biggest racist moves in the history of the country was your hero. He did it.
It was.
Based on how you look. Based on how you look. And where you came from. They don't like to talk about that one. By the way, yesterday they got to those skiers up there at that avalanche.
Right.
And 6 were dead. They're still missing another one. And it's coincidental, but on this date in 1847, rescuers reached members of the Donner Party who were snowbound in the Sierra Nevada near California. They were snowbound up there for 4 months.
Oof.
Yes, folks, 1847. They were still getting massive snowstorms back then in the Sierra Nevadas. But these are unusual because of the climate patterns that have changed so much. You see what's so dumb about this? It's been going on for thousands and thousands of years. And I tell you, Mark, when we were down there in beautiful Ocumal, and I'm sitting down there in the chair at my office under cabana number 64, looking out there at the ocean and just watching it, the vastness and wave after wave come in constantly and never stop.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you were doing that millions of years before we were here.
Yeah.
And you're going to keep doing that millions of years after we're gone. And, you know, to think whether I use food coloring in my red velvet cake or if I had a refrigerator that was 30 years old was going to change those waves coming in on our shores. What kind of arrogance is that?
Yeah.
To think that we have the power to do it. It's crazy. It just mesmerizes you when you think about it. So all this weather that we get is because of the planet Earth and the natural occurrences of what happens to planets, not just ours, but others, over millions upon millions of years that constantly change. And we can't do anything to stop it.
No.
We can't. We can't stop volcanoes. We can't stop earthquakes. You know, you bastards in America, you bought so many gas-guzzling cars that the power and the strength of the hurricanes were getting stronger and stronger and stronger. You know how many we had hit the United States last year? Zero.
Uh-oh, that's bad for business.
Zero major hurricanes hit the United States. And of course, all the climate guys said last year we were supposed to get between 5 and 8 major destructive hurricanes that would hit our...
You can't predict how many.
I don't know.
No.
And they could tell by the amount of F-250s that were sold in America versus electric hybrids.
Yeah.
That's how they knew the hurricane strengths were going to get greater. Doesn't make any sense. You can believe it if you want. It's a free country. You can promote it. You can do whatever you want. People made billions and trillions of dollars off of it. The president stopped a lot of the nonsense and the trillions of dollars. We thought if you just increase spending by a government, you can control weather. Didn't work.
No.
Never has, never will. So, God, these people drive me crazy. Got 24 medals now in the Olympics, folks. 24. U.S. hockey team had a big win yesterday. They beat Sweden in overtime, and so now they advance.
I'd have to look around on the ESPN website. There was a guy doing downhill yesterday, and he caught a gate, and that cost him, and he just kicked off his skis and went walking into the woods.
Well, there you go. Dang it. 4 years he's been practicing, and he caught a gate. Yeah,
that'd be brutal.
Mm-hmm. Well, what else is going on today? They arrested Prince Andrew.
Yeah. We're finally getting somewhere on this.
We never arrest anybody in the United States, especially if they're anybody that has a political affiliation or they're a member of Congress or they're a former past this or that. We investigate. We spend millions. And we never arrest them, and we never throw them in jail. I hate all that bull crap. I hate when the Republicans do it. I hate when the Democrats do it. It's a joke. The January 6th hearing, that was a joke. All these hearings, investigating Epstein and all the rest, they're all a joke. Nothing ever happens. Hell, Bill and Hillary Clinton refused to show up in front of Congress when they were subpoenaed, which is against the law. Nothing happens.
No, you're right.
As Americans, we're all sick of them. They all have a different set of rules than we do. Well, they arrested Prince Andrew, misconduct in public office, stripped of his royal title because of his links to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Remains in custody. Now, they didn't identify the suspect, but they arrested him on his birthday yet.
I saw that.
They're still assessing the charges, but reports that sent confidential trade reports to Epstein in 2010 while he was a special envoy for international trade. Just think of that, 2010, and they arrested him 15 years ago. Boy, you would think the statute of limitations, but they have different rules.
Yeah.
The arrest came after pictures circulated online that appeared to show unmarked police cars outside the home of the prince. The queen forced her second son to give up his royal duties and end his charitable work after he tried to explain his ties to Epstein in an interview years ago. Millions and millions of pages of these Epstein documents have revealed all kinds of stuff out there, and but the only thing that will come of it is probably the foreign leaders that had ties to him. But here in the U.S.,
no, you're right.
Nothing happens.
Neon sign buzzing, lighting up the night. Huntley, Montana, under a sky so tight. Boots on the floor, dust in the air. The Blue Cat's calling, everybody's there. The Blue Cat Bar and Grill, that's where it's at.
The Blue Cat Bar and Grill, just 9 miles past the Metro Park exit.
Nothing happens. So, but they ain't messing with him over there. Oh, and we've been following this social media trial for you that's going on out in L.A., the trial on whether social media is addictive to young kids or not. And yesterday, they had Mark Zuckerberg in the courtroom. He answered questions about young people's use of Instagram, as this all came from that 20-year-old woman who sued them. TikTok and Snap settled. These others have not. The plaintiff's attorney, Mark Lanier, asked Zuckerberg, if people tend to use something more, is it addictive? And Zuckerberg said, I don't know what to say to that. I don't think that applies here. The whole point of the suit is that the attorneys for the 20-year-old woman said that social media addicted her to technology and exacerbated her depression and suicidal thoughts. The attorneys laid out three options about what people can do regarding vulnerable people. You can either help them, ignore them, or prey upon them and use them for our own ends. Zuckerberg said, look, I think any reasonable company out there should try to help people that use their services. Let me ask you folks something. And we've been talking a lot about this because we all agree. It doesn't matter party affiliate. Well, most of us all agree. Right. If you're a concerned parent, the kids are on their phones too much.
Well, yeah.
All right? We all agree to that. They're on their phones too much. But, you know, to remove a product, though, just because people tend to use it a lot, if that's going to be the case or could cause harm, there's thousands of things out there to do it. Look at DraftKings.
100%.
On television.
Right.
They try to entice everybody to gamble. Not only that, they give you like $100 free on your first 10 bets.
And gambling is a proven addiction.
Yeah. All of that.
Yeah.
But we haven't eliminated it. Now you got to be an adult to gamble, right?
Right.
Well, you got to be an adult to purchase and use a cell phone. Otherwise, your parents have to do it for the children.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the responsibility lies with them. Doesn't matter. You could pick so many things out there that are addictive and that hurt people. Quarter pounders with cheese. You know, the list goes on and on. Tobacco, you know, we had that big suit, but we still sell it. Dope. We got dope everywhere now.
Mm-hmm.
Lanier, the attorney, also asked Zuckerberg about what he characterized as extensive media training, including for testimonies like the one he was giving in court. Zuckerberg pushed back about the idea of him being fake and that he was coached on how to respond to questions. Look, if anybody knows about social media, it's Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
I mean, he built and developed Facebook, the Meta CEO. Spent a lot of time during that trial asking about the company's age verification policies. Now, we all know that. Kids lie. We all did it as kids.
Right.
We all did it. Kids want cigarettes. Kids want tobacco. Kids want pot. Kids want beer. There were fake IDs. Yeah, I'm old enough. Zuckerberg said, I don't see why it's so complicated. They got a company policy that restricts users under the age of 13 and that they work to detect users who have lied about their age to bypass the restrictions. I mean, how do you do that online? You know, once again, this is coming down to the parent or the person who got them the phone.
The enabler.
This is where this responsibility is falling upon. Just like it's the responsibility of the parent to see if your child has cigarettes hid under the seat of his car,
right,
or anything like that. It's not the company's responsibility. It's your responsibility. Well, a lot of these kids don't have. Well, how are they getting them then? He was grilled about some of the policies relating to filters and the blocking tools and features that they use that can limit people's expressions. Children advocates are all there, and they slammed his testimony. They said it was disingenuous. They said all he accomplished with his testimony was to prove yet again that he can't be trusted when it comes to kids' safety. He's not responsible for your child's safety.
No.
Folks, once again, look, I'm not an advocate of these cell phones and the use and all these sites and what it's done to our children, but that comes down to me, you know? It comes down to me. If my child is getting overweight and becoming unhealthy and being a slug. Mark, did you ever hear this from your mother? Excuse me, do you want me to find you something to do? Do you ever remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Zuckerberg testified in other trials and answered questions about Congress about youth safety. And during his testimony, he apologized to family whose lives have been upended by tragedies that they believe were caused by social media. He said he was sorry for those parents and what they've been through, but stopped short of taking responsibility for it. Once again, your kids can't go in to AT&T or T-Mobile or any place, purchase a phone when they're 13 and sign a contract, a phone contract with that company for phone service, internet service, and everything. Now, we had a call yesterday. Well, there is a way you could get around it. You could do this, do this, or okay, great. Very, very few out of the percentage of kids that have phones could possibly even do that. All right? Let's be clear. The majority of phones that are all in a child or a youngster's hands have come from the family, the parent who got them, did this, did that, signed the contract. You got to admit, the majority of them. That's what we're talking about here, the majority. All right? One of Meta's attorneys said in his opening statement, the company's not disputing that this girl experienced a mental health struggle. He pointed to the medical records of the girl that showed to a turbulent home life. And she turned to the platforms as a coping mechanism to try to escape her mental health struggles. That's a very interesting point. Very strong. Turbulent home life. Once again, strong parenting, good family values and morals. All these things coming into play. Escape mechanisms for kids, a place where they can find comfort, Instagram, stuff like that, because that type of environment is not offered at home.
Right.
If this was a jury of sound body and mind and rationally thinking, it's going to be hard to hold a company responsible for the abuse of a product that is offered in the United States legally.
Yeah.
Where if someone somewhere decides to abuse it,
right,
especially somebody who is not legally able actually to do it anyway, but fraudulently gets on Instagram, or it's going to be hard to hold them responsible.
I agree.
If the jury is of sound mind and body. Once again, folks, don't get me wrong. Do we all think the kids abuse it? Yes. Do they spend too much time on it? Yes. We all agree that, but that's where we have to step in. That's where we step in. So that's why we're following this, following it so closely for you. See what comes out of it. They said this is going to take 6 to 12 weeks, so I don't know who all the other witnesses will be. Probably people who have developed it, who run Instagram and all the other things, and people that will testify that use algorithms, people in charge of age verifications, mm-hmm. You know, all that kind of stuff, all come into play. So we'll see what happens there. What else do we have going on here today? There was something else I saw in here. I finally heard a report yesterday from a rancher who talked about the importing of beef from Argentina and other places. And he finally gave the truth. He finally said, look, we do not have enough beef in America to provide hamburger to people.
Right.
We have to import these cutter cows. And he made a very important part. As long as these cows meet our grade and our standards for safety, it's good for the American consumer. It's not hurting cattlemen and their prices. Didn't hurt me.
No.
I sell calf. Didn't hurt me. And I sold after the market took a big hit. And I still made a ton of money on calves.
Right.
Sometimes you just have to do that, folks. We import avocados. We import coffee. We import all kinds of stuff because we don't have enough for the American consumer. And we do it to keep a supply and the price down. Here's an article today. Soaring coffee prices shift routines. Coffee's been a morning ritual for everyone. But because of rising prices, some people were giving it up. Coffee prices in the United States were up 18.3% in January from where they were 1 year ago. They talk about a woman who used to get 3 cups of coffee a day from a cafe whenever she left the house. And as prices climbed, she realized she couldn't afford it. Well, first of all, when you buy coffee out, right, Mark?
Yes.
She used to have 3 cups a day. As prices climbed, she started nixing coffee visits and cut her intake down to 1 cup a day at home. And to make up for the caffeine, she pops open a can of Diet Coke. Oh, that's good. You got to buy that too.
Yes, you do.
What used to be a $2 coffee, according to some, now $5 and $6. It's not that if you make it at home.
No.
It doesn't cost you $6 a cup if you make it at home. Well, but here's the thing. Nobody asked them, what time do you get up? What time you get up in the morning? Because see, if you get up just 20 minutes early, you have an opportunity to make yourself a cup. Not only that, you could make 3 cups, put it in a mug, and take it with you.
You can make it the night before and have it ready when you wake up.
But Mark, yeah. I am not giving up my 20 minutes of sleep.
Neon sign buzzing, lighting up the night. Huntley, Montana, under a sky so tight. Boots on the floor, dust in the air. The Blue Cat's calling, everybody's there. The Blue Cat Bar and Grill, that's where it's at. Cold beer flowing and a jukebox track. Laughter's loud and the stories spill. Life feels right at the Blue Cat Bar and Grill.
The Blue Cat Bar and Grill, just 9 miles past the Metro Park exit.
You're right on.
Oh, give me that. Mark and I get up probably earlier than most.
I would say.
Data from this company called Toast, which is a payment platform used by 150,000 restaurants, found that the median price of regular hot coffee climbed to $3.61. I got a question for you folks. Here's another question, because this is the kind of guy I am. How come none of you have problems going to a restaurant or a drive-thru and getting a $3.99 drink with your meal?
Mm-hmm.
You go out to a restaurant. Would you like something to drink? I'll have a old-fashioned, or I'll have a root beer.
Yeah.
Nobody's bitching about that.
No.
No one. It doesn't cost. You think it costs a restaurant $3.99 to put 4 ounces of ice in your cup and 7 ounces of pop in it?
No.
No. Nobody's complaining about that. Virtually all the coffee consumed in the United States is imported. But here we go. Are you ready for this? This is... Dang it, Wilson.
What?
It's exactly what we just talked about. But climate issues and drought in Vietnam reduced the yield. You see? They found a spot, didn't they? They found a spot. There was a drought in Vietnam where they grew some coffee. And they could tie that into climate change. You see what they do with that climate change bull crap? What about drought in Argentina? Well, they didn't talk about the weather in Argentina. You know, they grow coffee down there, too. Argentina's got a great soybean crop. They're having a great... Oh, no, we're not going to talk about that because it's not an adverse effect from a climate thing. Only in Vietnam. Drought in Vietnam and a heavy rain down in Brazil reduced yields, which drove up global prices. Which, thank you, you've made my point about things that drive prices. What have I always said? Weather and supply.
Yeah.
Not tariffs, not politics, nothing.
Not drought in Vietnam.
No. Weather and supply. Two-thirds of Americans drink coffee daily. Two-thirds. Coffee Association said coffee consumption is holding steady despite the price hikes. Still, squeezed by the cost of everything from rent to beef, some had to shake up their habit. And of course, we know where a lot of these cost increases came from 4 or 5 years ago with inflation. But that's out of the conversation here. Fact of the matter is this, folks. You can still go to Walmart and you can still buy the great value blend of medium roast coffee. And you can get a great big can of it for about $10.99. And you can make pot after pot after pot after pot after pot of coffee. Mm-hmm. And you can fill your cups every day. And if you need 24 ounces of coffee in the morning, you can do it. You can still do it cheaply. You can make it at home. Get your damn ass out of bed 25 minutes early and make a pot of coffee. You could buy a Mr. Coffee Maker still for 20-some dollars, the cheap ones.
Yeah.
You can have a timer on it. You can set the timer. It can be ready when you... Nope. We don't do that. This kind of stuff drives me crazy.
Oh, I see.
You can still have an affordable cup of coffee if you make it at home. You still can. You still can. God, you people. Well, and if you're running for office, that'd be a good campaign thing. Look, I'm running. I need to start bringing down the price of coffee. God, you'll get people's votes based on that.
Uh-huh.
And according to the paper today, folks, 140 candidates already filed for public office. The deadline is March 4th. Three people in the Western Congressional District filed to run against Representative Ryan Zinke. Zinke hasn't filed yet, but he will. Matt Raines, Ryan Boosey, and Russell Cleveland, they've all filed to run against Zinke in the Western Congressional District. We don't get the vote in that one. We vote in the Eastern District. Let's see here. And of course, then the paper said, you know, former Democrat Senator John Tester, in his unsuccessful bid for re-election, he beat his opponent in the Western Congressional District, you know. Yeah.
So?
But you know what? Ryan Zicke ran at the same time Tester did, and Ryan Zicke won his seat. See, they run every 2 years anyway.
Right.
So that's irrelevant. Steve Daines is running. He's got to run. He's our senator up. See, one third of the U.S. senators run every 2 years. One third of them do. And Daines is up this year. So we'll see who runs against him. Some think that UM's former president, who bailed after 8 years at UM, Seth Bodner, might run as an independent against him. He'll get waxed if he runs against him. I'm just telling you, he will. A former GE executive that moved to Montana to take that cushy job over there, stayed 8 years and left. That's not going to bode well for people who want people with Montana heritage and longstanding ties to Montana to be
100% right.
Yeah, I mean, it won't work. There's five Democrats plan on challenging Daines. None have filed as of yesterday. Kyle Austin, a pharmacy owner from Billings, is going to run for Senate as a Libertarian candidate. Troy Downing, and on our side in the Eastern District, he's going to run again. There's already three challengers who have declared their bids to try to unseat him. On this side, we have a Supreme Court justice that will be open. And this is what I hate about that, is they don't have to put their party affiliation next to their name, which is very important when it comes to a judge, because they tend to lean the way, both sides do, by the way,
yeah,
they tend to lead the way their morals and values take them. Dan Wilson's going to take another run at it. Judge Amy Eddy has been on the bench in Flathead County. She might run for it. Neither candidate has filed, but 140 of them filed. And of course, you got all the local elections that you'll be voting on. Who knows if any initiatives get enough signatures to make the ballot that you'll be voting on. We know coming up in the spring election, this is all fall election stuff. There'll be a spring election here. There'll probably be a mill levy here locally that you'll be voting on one way or the other. So stay informed, do a little homework, and whoever has Mrs. Folger's backing will probably win, because of my price of my damn coffee in the morning is too high.
Mm-hmm.
God, people. And but they got till March 4th to file. And oh, God, I didn't even see this one.
Oh, no.
Has cold come at last? Finally, we all know we need 10 feet of snow when cold weather. Has cold finally come at last to finally make it feel like winter? That's in the paper today. Who the hell is missing 20 below, fighting wind, cold, snowy weather outside, bad roads every day, not being able to park? Who's missing all that?
I don't get it.
I don't either. A little rain here and there, folks, and we'll all be driving diesel Cadillacs.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, you got it this morning. Below zero temperatures around. We had a little snow. We got icy road conditions. So you're going to need a little extra time to get your coffee today on your way to work. And then you can piss and moan about the price of that. You might as well be in a bad mood when you get there anyway. God, Wilson. What? How can we keep doing this every day?
I don't know.
I don't either. Thank God we had Harper Valley PTA to get our morning started. Oh, my gosh.
A little picking and grinning.
That twangy thing.
First news coming up, 6:13.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Events Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat. It's where it's at.